Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. The end of the week is upon us. Can you believe it? Man, time just flies by, doesn't it? Let me open up the program today. I have a good one with you. Two of my favorite people on earth are going to be here. Just a second. One of them's on hold right now. That'd be Stephen Gutowski from Washington Free Beacon. We're going to go to him in a moment. But I got an email here that's very, very important that I want to read to you. Then we'll discuss it with Stephen. And more than likely, probably talk about it with my guest at the bottom half of the hour, Lee, the gun writer Williams from Sarasota's Herald Tribune, will be here also. Greg Hentz writes in. He says, Mark, on a previous radio broadcast on 1127 that was discussing the refusal of Supreme Court to hear Colby v. Hogan, that is the Maryland assault weapons case, with Mike Piwaworski, that's Mike from the Arms Room, he commented, and you agreed, that perhaps the SCOTUS chose not to hear the Peruta case, California, because there was a pending legislation such as national reciprocity that would fix the situation that keeps concealed carry permits out of the hands of most of his state's gun owners. Unfortunately, national reciprocity will not help the subjects of the Republic of California, spelled with K's, I love that, who do not have a CCW issued here in their home state. H.R. 38 clearly states that you would need a license or permit from your home state to gain benefit from H.R. 38. I have non-resident CCW permits from Nevada, Florida, and Utah, but they do not allow me to carry concealed in this blue state. National reciprocity will not change that. I wish what you are saying were true, but I've not seen anything in the bill that will help us. If you do know where it says that in the text, please let me know. I love the fact that H.R. 38 has passed the House and hope it passes the Senate. I believe that once it becomes law, it will nullify the concealed carry laws in this state for everyone else who does not live here, but not us. Plus, the gun grabbers will essentially have one hand tied behind their backs when it comes to other gun laws. It's going to take a lot of wind out of their sails. I go back to the movie My Cousin Vinny, right? Love that movie. Marissa Tomei on the stand. Does that case hold water? Does the case hold water? No! The defense is wrong! Remember that? What a great scene. Won her an Oscar. That was from Greg. Greg, you're wrong. And I'm happy to be able to tell you that. You are mistaken. Let me read you the passage that you've missed in H.R. 38. This is why the blue states don't like this legislation. Notwithstanding any provision of the law of any state or political subdivision thereof, except as provided in subsection B, and subject only to the requirements of this section, a person who is not prohibited by federal law from possessing, transporting, shipping, or receiving a firearm, that would be you, Greg, who is carrying a valid identification document containing a photograph of the person, that would be you, Greg, and who is carrying a valid license or permit which is issued pursuant to the law of a state and which permits the person to carry a concealed firearm. That would be you and your Utah permit, Greg. Or is entitled to carry a concealed firearm in the state in which the person resides, may possess or carry a concealed handgun other than a machine gun or destructive device that has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce in any state. And then it goes on. Greg, the operative clause here is that you carry a concealed, is that you have a license or permit which is issued pursuant to the law of a state. Not your state, a state, and which permits the person to carry a concealed firearm. The following word is not and, it's or. If you don't have that, Greg, or you can have or are entitled to carry a concealed firearm in the state in which you reside. I've already checked that with legal counsel for you today, Greg. You're good to rock and roll. Go get another out-of-state permit, whichever one you choose, and carry on. Carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere, including your home state of California. That's why Brown, the Blue Dems, New York, New Jersey, and the rest of the Dems hate it. It guts their infringement on your right to keep and bear arms. So I hope you enjoyed my answer. Okay, rest assured, you are covered. Let's go right to Washington Free Beacon, Stephen Gutowski. Stephen, how you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Man, there's a lot of misconceptions out there. I love the opportunity to help people along and fix them. when they get a little bit confused with the textual mess that, some of this legislation can be. But, you know, what you do is you read the legislation and you work on it, with you talk with attorneys and you figure out what's going on. But Stephen, Fix Nicks is something that's been real big. We've been talking about it all week. You wrote a pretty telling piece about Nicks, and we had some personal discussion about Nicks off air as well. NSSF is out. Lawrence Keene is out yesterday with a forceful piece telling people to chill out, quit believing the naysayers about Fix Nicks. Clue us in, can you?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, there's been a lot of sort of misinformation spread about what exactly is in Fix Nicks. And, you know, I would say, first off, that you look at the combined bill yesterday, which includes Fix Nicks and National Reciprocity, and that bill was supported by the NRA, the NSSF, the GOA, the VCDL, FPC, almost every major gun, pretty much every major gun group in the country, and 225 Republicans, and it was opposed by every major gun control group. So, you know, I think that gives you just a clue on the front end of things, that anyone trying to tell you what was passed through the House is some sort of gun grab, is, you should take that with a grain of salt, right? You know, because Fix Nicks, it doesn't create any new categories of prohibited persons. It doesn't create any new authorities for any government agencies to add people. It's all it does is essentially incentivize people who are agencies that are already authorized to report records to NICS, to report records that have already been covered under federal law. And it doesn't expand anything in any way.
And because it doesn't expand anything in any way, we really don't have anything to fear in Fix Nicks. And I kind of waited a while to comment on Fix Nicks, because there was, you know, there's the devil's in the details in these things, and you got to read them very carefully. It's easy to overlook something in some of these bills, as my letter writer Greg did, by not reading that one particular sentence, or maybe you didn't see the sentence, or maybe you didn't understand what the sentence meant. And it's easy to take this stuff out of context. I was a little concerned about Fix Nicks for a number of reasons, and I'll be honest with you, fell privy to a lot of the stuff I was reading as well before I sat down and decided, you know what, I'm going to read the bill, Stephen. I said, read the bill. And when you sit down and you read the bill, you draw some conclusions that you otherwise wouldn't if all you do is watch some dope on YouTube or read a fundraiser email, regardless of who it's from, or go in and visit a chat room or read comments on, you know, from people who write comments on what you write or what A.W.R. Hawkins writes or what Neil McCabe writes or what anybody else writes at whatever sites they go to. So it's fair to say the first step should be to read the bill, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the most important thing. You know, you want to rely on people that you think are credible to try and give you their take on the bill. And it's important to hear from all sides, of course, but I think at the end of the day, if someone claims something is in a bill and they can't back it up with the actual text of that bill, you know, take it for what it's worth.
Let me read something from Keene, the head of National Shooting Sports Foundation. For those on the pro-gun side who argue online or respond to posts with the message that the entire system should be scrapped for whatever reason, or that it will lead someday to a national gun registry, you need to hear this. Take a breath. Think. If there were not a NICS system, we would have had some other system imposed, just as we did in the 5 years prior to NICS was implemented. The Brady Act imposed a waiting period while NICS was under construction. Would you prefer that? Existing federal law prevents a national registry. That will not change with Fix NICS. Opposing this legislation because a vocal anti-gun senator has signed on as a co-sponsor is easy, but it accomplishes nothing meaningful. Most Americans want a system to ensure that gun buyers are law-abiding and not mentally ill. That's why we have NICS. It is politically unrealistic to think that the abolishment of NICS is even remotely possible. It is absurd to think we can support our Second Amendment rights without it. No one who sells a firearm for their livelihood wants to put a gun in the hands of a criminal or mentally unstable individual. While we know it's not perfect, we want to work to improve the system, not expand the law, but improve the system. That's what the Fix NICS Act will do. I encourage you, listener, with the 30 seconds that I have left before we go to a break and continue with Stephen Gutowski, to go to NSSF.org and read the statement from Lawrence Keene, the head of National Shooting Sports Foundation. Read it in its entirety. It will wake you up. And it essentially tells you the same thing I've been telling you for the last few weeks regarding this. While I don't like the fact we have to have it and would prefer we didn't, it's there. And I can't do anything about it. And the fact that it doesn't strip you of a right or add anything that would should be good enough for you when we're talking about moving concealed carry reciprocity, the best pro-rights bill I've ever seen in my lifetime, through the Senate and getting it to Trump's desk. We'll be back right after this. Attention gun owners. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, over 34,000 carjackings happen every year. Do you know how to protect yourself and your family? Do you know when it's okay to draw your gun? The self-defense experts at the USCCA created a free video series to show you exactly what to do during a deadly carjacking. But it's only free for a very limited time. Don't be a victim. Go to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. Your training videos will show you how to use cover, how to get your gun on target, and how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. You'll need more than the basic skills you've learned at the range if you ever find yourself in a violent attack. Take advantage of this free training while you still can. It ends very soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. That's 100% free access. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. How the heck are you today? Remember, armedandresponsible.com, DOJ, 34,000, according to them, 34,000 carjackings annually. 34,000 carjackings, according to the DOJ. Do not be one of those people. Do not be one of those victims, please. I know a little bit about that firsthand, from firsthand experience. All you have to do is head over to armedandresponsible.com. The great folks over at the USCCA have put together a training video series for you. It is 100% free. You can pick it up over at armedandresponsible.com. Learn how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. Learn when to pull your gun. When can I pull my gun? These are important things, things that you have to know if you've made a decision to carry a firearm or if you are even considering it. And I know firsthand, I found myself in that situation back in 2002. Please, take advantage of what we're giving you there. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back over to Stephen Gutowski from Washington Free Beacon. Stephen, how you doing? Thanks for being here, by the way.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got want to play something, if it's okay, because you love the stuff that you put out. You went after, and I know you're like me, it's hard to watch this stuff. And I know you were probably watching the quote-unquote supposed debate on the floor of the House prior to the passage of the bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you come out of your skin a little bit when every single Democrat lied and tried to equate concealed carry reciprocity with what happened in Las Vegas or what happened in Texas? Did that bother you when you saw that rep after rep after rep?
Yeah, well, anytime someone is lying on the House floor, it makes me want to fact check them, which is one of the recent pieces that I did.
Democrat congressman overstates mass shootings by hundreds on floors, probably the one you're talking about. Let me play some of what you wrote about. Let me pull this up here because I know I have the audio for you. Let me unmute it for you.
Gentleman from Maryland has 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Nadler, there have been 914 cases of non-self-defense killings by private citizens holding permits to carry concealed loaded handguns in the last 10 years, which translates into 1,119 Americans dead by homicide, mass shooting, suicide, and murder of police officers under concealed carry permit laws in the states. In Florida, for example, I saw my friend Mr. Rutherford up there. In August, concealed handgun permit holder Everett Miller shot and killed two Kissimmee, Florida police officers. Now, if you want to give everybody the right to a concealed carry permit in your state, fine, but don't impose that on the people of Maryland. We've got our own laws. Thank you. Since January, we've had 397 gun massacres in America, defined as a slaying of four people or more. Two of them, Las Vegas, which left 58 people dead, and Sutherland Springs massacre, which left 26 people dead, are among the 10 worst massacres in American history by gun. The American people want to end this reign of terror, but what do our friends do on the other side?
Reserves. All right, Stephen, first of all, I'm going to let you go in and talk about the hundreds that he just claimed, which is a load of bunk. But before I even do that, he mentioned 1,000 killings by people, and I don't know what statistics he was looking at, but let's just take him at his word. Let's say that he's right. So there have been 1,000 people shot by people who have permit holders, which are estimated right now to be pushing close to 20 million Americans with law-abiding Americans with permits. That's not including the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that carry concealed or openly in constitutional carry states. So the number's in excess of 20-plus million easily. The number that he cited over a 10-year period is statistically insignificant, and when one considers that four times as many children in 1 year drowned in a backyard pool. This guy simply cannot state his case without being laughable in a country of over 320 plus million Americans. But I'll digress and turn it over to you to talk about what you fact-checked him on. Go ahead.
I think your points are very legitimate there as to the sort of statistical significance of what he was talking about in the first part of that. But my fact-check focused mainly on the second part because, when I do a fact-check, a lot of these fact-checking sites, they sort of write opinion pieces and disguise them as fact-checks. I only like to go after something that's very demonstrably false and that I can prove is demonstrably false. And so in the second part of his statement, he claimed that there were 300 and
97, I believe.
That was it, 397, yes.
Right, where four or more people were shot to death, which is wildly untrue. Even if you use the archives from the gun control advocate groups that put out these misleading counts on mass shootings, I mean, we've all heard this and discussed before about, you know, there's a mass shooting every day. It's not really true. It's based on their own definition. But if you use the congressman's definition, there were 40 that matched that definition, which means he was off by over 350 on the House floor.
And he, completely on the House floor, this is, and this is part of the congressional permanent congressional record.
Mm-hmm.
It's forever. It's a bald-faced, flat-out lie. I want to go to Val somebody, Demings, down in Florida. I was talking about her. It really difficult for me to watch her on the House floor talk about it. She's from Florida. She's from the Orlando area, and I had a very difficult time watching her discuss the 1.6 million. I come from a state where we have 1.6 million permit holders. That's what we have. That's what we've issued. Those are Florida residents. We don't want anybody else coming. Florida is the number one most sought after outside of Utah. It's probably a toss-up between Florida and Utah. Non-resident permit in the country, and she failed to tell you that and lied about the number of permits and who holds those permits. Millions of people around the country. Florida's given, I think, over 3 million permits. I forget what the exact number. Don't hold me to it. I don't have it in front of me. But Florida has handed out more non-resident permits than the only other state I could think of would be more than likely Utah than any other state in the country. Just bald-faced lie after lie after lie coming from these people, and nobody to correct them. They just get away with it. How?
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's true. There's a lot of misinformation out there. And as you know, as we discussed, it can come from either fringe sometimes. But you know, that's why it's important to call them out and to point out what the facts actually are.
Yeah, nobody's going to do it, particularly on the floor, the House floor. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, that's not debate that you see on the floor of either chamber. It's just simply political grandstanding to cameras they know are on. That's all they're doing, is simply playing to their base and their constituency. It's ridiculous. Stephen, before I have to let you go, because I've only got you for this half hour, I really want to thank you for being here. But where can everybody go and find all your stuff?
Freebeacon.com is the best place to go and find all my pieces, or they could follow me on Twitter at Stephen Gutowski.
And you have some pretty interesting back and forths you just did the other day. While you and I were talking yesterday, you mentioned one of them that I happened to be watching in real time, and I thought it was great. So make sure to find – he wasn't pulling any punches. Stephen tells it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to follow him, please head over to Stephen Gutowski. You'll find him on Twitter. Check him out at Washington Free Beacon, freebeacon.com. Stephen, thank you for being here on very short notice. I do appreciate it much. Looking forward to bringing you back.
Thank you.
You got it, my friend. That was Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. We come back. Lee Williams, Lee, one of my favorite people of all time, regular contributor to the show, Lee the gun writer Williams from Sarasota's Herald Tribune will be here. And we'll discuss, among other things, we'll get his professional opinion on what happened this week and what he thinks is going to happen in the Senate. But we're also going to talk about December 7th. He wrote something up about it. I think you'll find it interesting back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Got another email to read relative to compromise. Compromise. I love getting the emails that say, hey, compromise. And well, let me just go to Lee Williams first, then I'll bring this up. I'm going to bring him into the discussion, which is why I saved the email. Lee, welcome to the show. The Gun Writer Williams. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. Now, I know it's about 79 to 80 degrees back there in my hometown, and I'm looking out the windows of the Armed American Radio Daily Defense, and these also happen to be the Monster Cast studios, the Crossbreed Holster studios, and it's snowing like crazy. It's been snowing since I got up this morning. Probably around 5 to 6 inches. My drive back is going to be a lot of fun because I get to put the Desert Rat, which is my truck, in four-wheel drive and have a great time. I never get to use it in the snow, so it's going to be fun. But it's not snowing where you are, right?
No, I mowed the lawn the other day. I got a real bad sunburn.
Hey, I mowed the lawn the other day, too. I didn't get a sunburn, but I did mow the lawn. And it was 70 degrees and beautiful. Don't forget, I do live south of that Mason-Dixon line. It's actually been really pretty to watch the snow. It's been kind of cool. We don't get that around here. And no doubt, downtown Atlanta, thank goodness I don't have to go anywhere near that 40 miles away. But I will tell you this, it's a gridlocked mess. So you're probably going to see Snowmageddon, too, if you remember that. Hey, Lee, I want your professional journalistic opinion on what went down this week.
A lot of grandstanding, unbelievable decision. I hope it goes through the Senate. I mean, grandstanding from folks that weren't even there. I mean, the Massachusetts Attorney General, Maura Healey, who is no stranger to you or me. This is the woman
who's right.
investigating Glock and investigating Remington. She's calling it the reciprocity loophole. I mean, we got another loophole to our lexicon, brother.
Something else to the lexicon from these clown faces, right?
Yes, there's the gun show and now the reciprocity loophole. I'm loving it.
Well, then don't forget the boyfriend loophole. There's a boyfriend loophole, too. Don't forget the boyfriend loophole. Yeah.
I got to get these things written down, man.
Well, there's also a constitution loophole, too, as far as these people are concerned. So.
Yeah. If they like it, as one of my guys pointed out, it's common sense. If they don't, it's always a loophole.
Well, let's go to something that has I've been looking into this for a long time and didn't go into a lot of detail on the fix nix because the devil is in the details in this bill, and I don't want to rehash what we've been talking about all week, but just to get your opinion on it, you know, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, Lawrence Keene, has a piece out from yesterday that is outstanding on the quote-unquote fix nix as it pertains to what you've been seeing if you've been, you know, if you're that person that doesn't believe your doctor when your doctor says, stay off the internet when you look at symptoms because you can convince yourself you've got everything in the world, plus mad cow disease, all right? You've probably gotten emails from people that you know or trust or might even give money to who are misleading you. There are congresspeople on our side who are misleading and misinforming people about this. I would recommend that you start by reading the bill, number one. All right, then going over to read NSSF.org and read Lawrence Keene's piece on the fix next. Do you want to comment on that, Lee?
Yeah, I know Larry. I've met him. I've interviewed him. He is a man of his word, and he's an incredible guy. And I'll take him at his word with this column, with his piece. Trust him explicitly. If he's saying this is what it is, it is. Nothing to worry about.
It isn't anything to worry about. I have read the bill. I've talked to an additional attorney today who I'd already spoken to. I won't name his name. The attorneys don't want their names. I've talked to five different attorneys on this. None of them fear this at all, none whatsoever, because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't create a new database. It doesn't give anybody any authority. It doesn't strip us of what we already have. It no way infringes on the right of our right to keep and bear arms in any way, shape, or form. We do not have to give up to get. Now, Lee, compromise. Let me go here for a minute. I should probably do it after the break because I've got an email that I want to read, and if I can't find it right off the cuff, then I won't go there. We'll go somewhere else with you. But it's extremely important that people understand when we say, for example, well, here's the email right here. I just found it. This was an email I read from a gentleman by the name of George Pace a few days ago. I got a great email from him. Got another really good email from him right now. It says, Mark, been following most of your recent shows on HR 38 and Fix Nix, where you seem to be arguing that there is a quote-unquote, political reality in which compromise and strategy must play a role if anything is to move in any direction. Now, let me address, before I read the rest of that email, I want to take that one line. That's absolutely true, Lee. Do you disagree with me? In a normal political situation, strategy, well, it's not just strategy. There's also parliamentary order, everything else. But strategy comes into play when you're talking about bills moving through and how things are tell. We witnessed that with H.R. 38 when we saw the bump stock provision added to it, when we saw fix nix added to it. That would fall under strategy. Compromise didn't matter in the House because it was going to go through, period. The Republicans have the majority in the House. They don't have to worry about it. In the Senate, you're damn right there's going to be some compromise. It's going to have to be because we need to pull a couple Democrats over to move on this bill. So you're seeing strategy and compromise in the Senate. Is that true or is that false? Am I misleading anybody?
No, it's absolutely true. It's a 3D game of chess, man. It's really hard for the layperson to understand. It is strategy. Absolutely.
And compromise is not a dirty word when it's used in context. I'm not talking about compromising by giving up a right in order to advance something. We don't take a step backwards.
Right?
That's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about compromising. So let me go. Here's my question. Please tell me one specific legislative proposal that takes into account the political reality of Hawaii, which is what I was referring to in his other letter, and would result in an expansion of our seriously unconstitutionally restricted rights here. Give me a concrete proposal in which your hypothesis on compromise and strategy ends up working in our favor in any way. Here's my response to him. It isn't going to happen in Hawaii, because in Hawaii you have voted in 100% solid blue majorities. period. In that predicament that you're in Hawaii, compromise to those people that run both your house and your governor's office. Say one thing. Compromise to them means screw you if you don't agree with me. That's compromise to a blue majority. Lee, am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. It's complete and unconditional surrender to those folks. Yeah, they're gone. I'm sorry, Hawaii, beautiful state, lovely place, but you're doomed.
Nothing is going to be done in a state. It's not going to happen in the state of Hawaii. What we're referring about is the U.S. Senate and what's getting ready to happen as concealed carry reciprocity moves into the Senate. Now, what kind of compromise are we going to? I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do. But there was clearly compromise somewhere by someone, which is why Fix Nicks and why the bump stock provision were added to conceal carry reciprocity. You can agree with that or you can disagree with that. I don't agree that we need Fix Nicks. I don't think we need a new law to tell us that we already have a law that should have been followed by the Air Force, because that's what prompted this. But what we have with Fix Nicks is not worth upending and couching concealed carry reciprocity, the single greatest written gun bill I've ever seen in my lifetime. And any clear-thinking individual knows that and understands that. Now, Lee, go ahead. Sound like you want to say something. Go right ahead.
It's not compromise. I'm not a believer that NICS can be fixed anyway, but if we got to add it to this bill to get reciprocity, add it to the damn bill. Add it to the damn bill.
Well,
that's not compromise. That's winning if this works
and
out.
Jordan. That's true. George goes on to say, P.S., so when Blumenthal says dead on arrival, he is bluffing, stupid, ignorant, uninformed, out of the loop, or what? He's every one of those, George. He's a liar. He doesn't stand on any convictions. He's a grandstanding liar. When he says the bill is dead on arrival, that's him bluffing, because it's not dead on arrival. It's not him being stupid or acting stupid. He is stupid. It's not him acting ignorant. He is ignorant. He is uninformed, and he is out of the loop. When we come back, I want to go to a piece from Lawrence Keene from National Shooting Sports Foundation that highlights the compromise aspect of what I'm talking about. And by compromise, keep in mind, I'm not talking about Jerry Henry was a great example today on his radio program that we taped for tomorrow and the conversation we had yesterday regarding compromise. We're not talking about giving up a constitutional right or giving up any ground to take something else. That's not what we're talking. We never give up ground to move forward. But we might have to compromise and say, okay, we're not going to get that this year. Let's move this year and take that incremental step. That's what I'm explaining to you by compromise. I hope you understand that. We're not giving anything up. We don't support that in any way, shape, or form. Back with Lee, the gun writer, Williams, right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back. Boy, I tell you, the hour has just flown by. Two great guests. I love Stephen Gutowski from Free Beacon and my current guest, Lee the Gun Writer Williams from Herald Tribune. Before we go back to Lee, let me just very quickly point you back over to the video series created by my colleagues over at the USCCA, the video training series that is now available to you at armedandresponsible.com, where you learn all kinds of cool stuff, including my favorite, how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. Count that out. One, two, there you go. That's pretty powerful stuff. DOJ estimates 34,000 of you will be victims of a carjacking. It could be me. I've already been there. It's happened to me before. I was armed, and I'm here talking to you about it now. Thank God. Could have very easily gone the wrong way had I not been armed that day. I'm convinced of it. No question about it. But when we give you this free information that is not only important, but really fun to read and fun to watch and fun to listen to, take advantage of it. Armedandresponsible.com. It's free. Armedandresponsible.com. And I'll tell you, there's more fun stuff coming up in just a few days, too. So make sure to check out armedandresponsible.com. Lee, the gun writer Williams, back to that whole art of compromise thing. I think people confuse compromising. You don't have to give up your core principles in a compromise situation. We are talking about in a political landscape.
Yeah, exactly. We're compromising. We're not surrendering.
Correct. And compromising is part of the strategy. And again, hear me out. You know, the absolutist out there that hears the word compromise, I'm not talking to you. Nobody's going to change your mind. You're not who I'm reaching. It's sometimes impossible. It's impossible to reach people on both sides that just simply don't want to be reached. We're not talking. We're talking about what actually has to happen. And I was discussing with Jerry Henry yesterday from GeorgiaCarry.org. Had we had an absolutist mentality, give us this or we're not going to take it. We're going to pick up our little toys and go wah, 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 and leave until next legislative session. Do you know where we would be today? Absolutely nowhere. As it stands, in the last 13 years, I've watched this state go from the number 43 as far as gun rights was concerned, to the top five, far surpassing your state, my home state down there, my adopted home state of Florida, Lee. And you guys now find yourself in a position where you look up north. You know, Florida, interestingly, is the only state in the country where you got to drive north to get south. I'm just saying. But you guys look south to your northern Georgia border and think, man, why don't we have the same laws they have now? That was unheard of when I first moved here. Go ahead.
Yeah, we just had another setback to all of our gun bills. We only had three pro-gun bills, and they were all just
cleared
again in committee.
I know it.
But it's terrible. So I am envious. Yeah. I'm looking north with envy.
You're looking south with envy. You're looking south-north.
Exactly.
However you want to phrase that. Lawrence Keene writes in here, and I guess, you know, we're nearing the end of the fourth year. He just says it best. I'll just quote it. We're nearing the end of the fourth year of our industry's national effort. That's a strategy led by the National Shooting Sports Foundation to ensure that the system has all the appropriate disqualifying criminal and adjudicated mental health records put into it. We have been successful through our direct efforts with 16 state legislatures. Those direct efforts is a combination of compromising to enact a strategy to get what you want. It's called negotiation. And that's the art and that's the game that has to be played when you're talking about politics. And those who don't understand that have never seen a bill go from idea to signature. It's just that simple. And we don't get everything all the time, but we don't give up anything to get it either. Let's make that very, very, very clear. We don't give up a constitutional right to try to advance something. We never, ever, ever do. That's why we've been so successful in the state of Georgia, and it's why other states have been so successful, Virginia Citizens Defense League and many, many others. Lee, guess what happened at Popeye's in Texas a couple days ago? Popeye's
chicken.
You ever had Popeye's chicken?
I love Popeye's. What happened?
Oh, it's the best in the world, and we don't have that many around me. And I had my son at a basketball game last weekend, and there was a Popeye's on the way to the high school. I said, on the way back, we got to get us a big old bucket. And a big old bucket of Popeye's and two or three extra large sides of dirty rice later, we were chowing down. But in this case, Texas Popeye's. A Texas father shoots and kills a Popeye's robbery suspect who threatened his family. The guy was eating in a Popeye's restaurant carrying his, you know, CCW-licensed pistol. Shot a would-be robber dead Wednesday after the thief threatened a man's family at gunpoint and demanded the dad's belongings. This was in San Antonio. Ander Herrera, who's now dead, walked into the restaurant on South Florida Street just after 9 o'clock and demanded Carlos Molina hand over his cash. Molina, 32 years old, said, I ain't got any money. I just bought my family a meal. So the guy turned towards the counter and started yelling at the manager who was trying to take cover. Just then, two of Molina's family members came out of a restroom amid the commotion. And the suspect pointed his gun at him. Dad was having none of that and dropped 19-year-old Ander Herrera where he belonged, right there on the spot. No doubt a chalk outline at some point later in the day. And guess what? There aren't going to be any charges. I wonder if Jennifer Mascia and all the rest of those clowns and liars over at the Team Trace and Bloomberg's minions are going to write about that shooting, Lee.
That's not going to see any ink or any pixels in any of their publications or websites. That's a good news story, brother.
That warms my heart on a snowy day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It just makes, give me some, well, I guess later on, a nice little bourbon by the fire.
And some Popeye.
Let me curl up and read that story and some Popeye. And let me read that story over again. That just warms my heart. Not because Ander Herrera is dead. Ander Herrera could have been wounded and carted off to prison for all I give a crap. I couldn't care less. What matters to me is that Mr. Molina and the two children of his that came out of the bathroom in the middle of an armed robbery who had a gun pointed at their faces for simply walking out of a bathroom to want to sit down with their father and eat are alive. That should warm your heart, too. Lee, does that make me a bad person to feel that way?
Not at all. That's not a time for hugs. That's not a time for discussion. That's not a time for negotiation. The bad guy, this horrible hombre, has a gun pointed at your family members. You put him down immediately. No questions asked. It's just handled. The man should get a whole bunch of free Popeyes, I hope.
He ought to, as far as I'm concerned. I'm jealous. I love that chicken from Popeyes. All right, now, Lee, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. You wrote something up. Yeah, I got 60 seconds to give you. Talk to us.
We kind of connected a couple of people. The USS Oklahoma takes 9 torpedoes during Pearl Harbor attacks. 12 sailors were saved by this gallantry of this Catholic chaplain, Navy chaplain Aloysius Schmidt. One of the guys he saved was Johnny Millman. I connected Johnny Millman's niece with the chaplain's niece, and they talked, and they've struck up a friendship. I mean, we kind of got involved in the story. I wrote it as a column, but the family always wanted to meet some family members of this hero who the Navy yesterday, brother, gave the Silver Star. This would have happened today. The guy pushed 12 sailors out the porthole, saved all their lives. Navy gave him a Silver Star. Should have been, in my opinion, the one they hang around the neck. But yeah, it was a beautiful story, brother. You don't often get to do things like this, especially in my line of work. And we're so happy that we could connect these two folks. And they became fast friends. They're going to go visit each other in Iowa. So happy about that. The gallantry this chaplain displayed, amazing.
And to get the Silver Star for what he did there, you understand when you just said you'd like to have seen it be the one around the neck, okay?
Yeah.
You're talking about the Medal of Honor. Now, when you hear a story like that and you think, man, now, boy, when you to get a Medal of Honor, think about that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just incredible. And thank you for doing that. That's a heartwarming story as well, believe me. Man, oh, man. All right, Lee, we got 20 seconds. Where can people find you, brother?
They can go to thegunwriter.com and find all of our stuff there, all the stuff online, the newsletters, all the good, happy stuff. Thegunwriter.com.
All right. Alan Gottlieb, Sean Carana from Florida Carry, who the National Rifle Association wasn't too nice about today in an email that went out, is going to be here on the Monster Broadcast along with Alan, along with AWR Hawkins, and more coming up on Sunday's Monster Broadcast, where I'll be entering the New York market. Oh, yeah. And Gainesville, Ocala. Until we meet again on this radio dial, I'm telling you right now to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do so. See you on the Monster Cast. Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.